well, 'tis the season, as we often say. A couple more leaves will turn a different color, I'm sure. We're continuing a weekly series exploring hope in office, a month-long celebration of the arts and humanities on the lakeshore. Cindy Beth Davis Dykema in to discuss tonight's very important celebration, plus a couple of weekend ventures. Good morning to you, Cindy Beth.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Give me the big picture about this office.
Sure. Well, we are thrilled to be entering our 18th season at the Muskegon Area Arts and Humanities Festival, and this year we are exploring hope through the lens of arts and humanities across Muskegon County.
You have a lot of partners involved, and
yeah.
I mean, you're looking at arts of all types involved.
We are, absolutely. So what I think is so fun is this year we have 14 partners within the community. It includes everything from, you know, privately owned galleries to public museums. It includes radio stations like Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp, Visit Muskegon, Our Lighthouses down in Muskegon through the Michigan Lighthouse Conservancy. You know, we're talking about theaters and the symphony. We're talking about the block, and we're talking about churches, the Intermediate School District. And so there's a lot of different people who come together to help us take this really unique approach to looking at arts and humanities through that lens of hope across the entire county.
Nice. And I know over the next couple of weeks we have a couple guest artists to share their happenings as well. But let's talk about what's happening tonight.
Absolutely. Well, we are thrilled tonight to be kicking off our free reception, which is really just welcome to absolutely anyone who's listening or anyone who's interested in learning more about arts and humanities in Muskegon County. That takes place at the Block tonight. We are calling it a Hope Growers reception. Yeah, so it's happening from 5:30 until 7 p.m. And what I love about this is that when the 14 of our organizations got together and talked about ways in which we could engage the community to come and learn more about what AwFest is and ways that they can become more actively involved, we thought, you know, we just need to have something once a year that just really opens the doors wide to the community and says, come on in and talk to our partners. We'll have some, you know, snacks catered by Rikes. We'll have a cash bar at the Block. We'll have live music by Eric Smith, tremendous musician out of Montague. And then we're going to have three really exciting hope growers from the everyday community who are going to come in and talk about the ways in which they're growing hope in our community.
Wow. So light snacks, cash bar, live music, as you mentioned, for these presentations. It'll be very, I would think, inspiring.
I really do hope so. I think at this point in our lives and in our society as a whole, I think everyone from every side of every corner can just say we could all afford to have a little more hope in our lives. And so with this beautiful sunshine out today, I feel like it's absolutely perfect weather for us to come together this evening, whether it's for 5 minutes, for an hour, the whole hour and a half, whatever it is that you do, we really just encourage you to come on out and say hello, get to know some of the organizations within your community, and the ways in which you can also kind of share your own hopes with what you're doing on the everyday basis, and also where you look to find hope.
I like this. What do you hope for? Bring your thoughts to the reception, and let's grow hope together. So thank you for that. What else is happening this weekend, Cindy Beth?
Oh, so many fun things. I'm really excited that our good friend Louise Hobson, who is the curator and owner of Art Cats Gallery, is kicking off her exhibition, which is called Promenade, which, yeah, it's kind of a really fun kind of approach to it. It's Promenade, a description is a pathway, or to promenade is to walk with attitude, which I love. And so this features artists that discover new pathways or active figurative work, including the owner, Louise Hobson, and several other artists as well. So that kicks off tonight at Art Cats Gallery, and you can learn more about that both on Facebook and at her website. And then there's quite a few other fun things happening this weekend. Do you mind if I just dive in?
Let's do a couple, and then I'll cut in so we just don't do a list.
That sounds perfect. So we're going to be working next with the Hackley Public Library, which we are so thrilled to have as a new partner this year. And this weekend, they have a really cool Sherlock Holmes escape room taking place at the public library. So that kicks off tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, and Watson and Holmes are working against the clock, and they need your help. So we encourage you to grab your Deerstalker caps and magnifying glasses and find the clues that abound in the escape room. But please do be sure to register in advance and make sure that there's one adult in your group as well. So you can do that free to the public, and you just have to call Hackley Library at 231-722-8014 in order to get your spot reserved.
Nice.
Yeah, so the next thing that I'd really like to share that I'm so excited about, this has been a longtime partner of ours, is a really unique organization, the Harbor Unitarian Universalist Congregation in downtown Muskegon. So they are entering into a really fantastic event. It is the City of Dead. So these guided tours that take place at gravesites at Muskegon's historic Evergreen Evergreen Cemetery, where historic reenactors tell the stories of the persons buried at selected sites. So they describe this as a respectful telling that helps to celebrate Muskegon's past and people, along with those individuals who are both famous and prominent and some of the obscure and unknown. So the cost is only $5 per person. It is considered a family-friendly event, which I'm always thrilled to hear. You never know if you're going to be in a cemetery exactly how, you know, how welcoming it will be to children as well. But the event takes place on this Saturday, October 12th, from 5 until 8 p.m., and then again on Sunday, and that's just from 2 until 4. So they start maybe once every 10 to 15 minutes, and they take just a little bit over an hour, so you're going to want to plan about an hour and a half when you get there, just to make sure that you have enough time both to get your space and then to walk the entire way through. And we really recommend that people come out. This is, I want to say, their 14th year doing this.
Comfortable clothes. We're talking Off-Fest, Muskegon Area Arts and Humanities Festival is happening this month, and we're talking about the highlights on a weekly basis. Cindy Beth Davis Dykema. All right, and ready for another activity?
I would love to share more. Well, you know that the Lighthouses, of whom I am the executive director with the Muskegon South Pier Headlight and the Michigan Lighthouse Conservancy, we are thrilled to offer private tours to the public every Saturday throughout the month of October from 2 until 5 p.m. So we have history docents on site, and folks can come on out and climb our 50-foot beautiful red tower right at the edge of Pierre Marquette's award-winning beach. Only $2 to $4 to climb, so it's pretty much the biggest bargain in town, we like to say, with the best views, of course, from the very top. So those are taking place at the Muskegon South Pier Headlight, and you can learn more about that at muskegonlights.org. And then this weekend, we have a bunch of fun things happening. As you know, October is just a really busy month. So at the Fronthal, there's Hope in Music kicking off October 16th, and you can learn more about that at the Fronthal's website as well. The Penguin Project, right next to the Fronthal, is kicking off at Muskegon Civic Theater this weekend. And, you know, we talked last week a little bit about the Muskegon Community College Off-Fest, the film festival. And last weekend they had about 110 people, and last night they had 124. So they just keep increasing these wonderful numbers of this really exciting film festival. And next week we have The Fisher King taking place on October 16th. So these are free films for the public with a talk back afterwards, and, you know, free popcorn and lots of snacks, and there's a cash bar as well. And so all of this takes place, you know, as a result of our partner, Mary Tyler, and also due to our connection with Muskegon Community College, who is the sponsor of Off-Fest overall. So I have to just give a quick shout out as well, because, of course, the block is the location where we're doing Hope Growers tonight. And those folks have actually generously donated the space for us so that the entire community can come together, and there was no cost at all in order for us to be able to host this event tonight at the block.
True partnerships.
That is absolutely the case.
The cause of exploring hope in Off-Fest. Any other activity you'd like to share?
Oh, for sure. Well, you can learn more about everything that I'm talking about at offest.org. That's A-H-F-E-S-T. And I really recommend that if you come down to the block tonight for Hope Growers, maybe you make some time to go over down to the Muskegon Museum of Art and see Kumasi Mak with his poetry, spoken word. And then, of course, visit Muskegon, still kicking off their Depot to Depot events every single Saturday, all October long.
Were you able to make a flyby at all these events?
You know, I can't make it to every single one, but it's always a challenge to decide which one to go to, because everything sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It's a celebration of those arts and humanities on the lakeshore, and certainly full circle. Tonight will be a great opportunity to gather those who will maybe give some suggestions, right?
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things we'll be asking this evening is, you know, what are your hopes, and where do you inspire hope? Where do you find hope? So we have these hope chests that each individual organization that's partnered with us has at each of our individual sites, and you can drop by any one of them and just drop off a little index card and share some of your thoughts. We'll be sharing that over social media throughout the course of the rest of the year.
All right. Well, keep the lighthouses alive for us.
Well, you appreciate it. My volunteers do that for me. Thank goodness.
Cindy Beth Davis Dykema, love your energy and your passion for this Off-Fest and more. All right. We'll talk again next Thursday.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Shell.